Hello again, prayer partner. We are more than halfway through our prayer model. We have learned about the importance of adoration, the freedom of confession, and the blessing of thanksgiving. Today, we are going to consider supplication. In the Webster's Dictionary, supplication is defined as, number one, to ask humbly and earnestly of. Number two, to ask for earnestly and humbly. Another word often used for supplication is petition. A petition is defined as something asked or requested. Basically, supplication is a prayer request. After praising God, confessing sin, and thanking Him, you are humbly and earnestly ready to voice your prayer requests. This is the confidence we have in approaching God, that if we ask anything according to His will, He hears us. Prayer is a time to share with God not only what is heavy on our hearts, but also our desires, hopes, and dreams. The Bible is full of encouraging scriptures on prayer supplications. In the Old Testament book of Jeremiah, God says to us, "Call to me, and I will answer you, and I will tell you great and mighty things which you do not know." In the book of Mark, Jesus is speaking to his disciples and says, "Ask, and it will be given to you. Seek, and you will find. Knock, and the door will be opened." God promises blessings, rewards, and answers when we have our hearts and minds turned towards Him in prayer. Take this verse to heart. Jesus says, "You may ask for anything in my name, and I will do it." This is why we end the prayer with, "In Jesus' name, amen." My dear prayer partner, allow God to be your Heavenly Father, your best friend, your most intimate counselor, and open up your heart to Him. Do not be afraid to talk to Him openly about yourself or any subject matter in mind. The scriptures tell us, "You do not have because you do not ask God." In the book of Luke, we learn, "For nothing is impossible with God." The book of Matthew mirrors this, but with an even stronger insight into God's almighty power, stating that with God, all things are possible. If you love the Lord, then claim these promises for yourself. I want to encourage you to first get comfortable praying by praying for yourself. Ask God for what concerns you deeply. Do you need godly wisdom? Do you desire a greater understanding of His Word? Do you desire a deeper spiritual walk with God? Do you need help with discipline and self-control? Do you need courage and strength to get rid of some hurtful habits? Do you need comforting? Do you need healing? Do you need a forgiving heart? Do you need a new and fresh direction in life? Do you need peace and joy in your heart? Do you lack faith? Do you need Jesus? The Bible says, "You have not because you ask not." Wow, does God have your attention at this point in the CD? Prayer is a precious gift from God. Do you realize what you have been missing in your life? I want to encourage you to embrace prayer because God wants to have a real relationship with you. Jesus said, "All that belongs to the Father is mine." That is why I said the Spirit will take from what is mine and make it known to you. It is clear that God wants to reveal great things to all believers. Are you a believer? If you're not sure, let me share the ABCs of salvation. A. Admit that you are a sinner. B. Believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. C. Confess your faith with your mouth, and then go tell someone so they can praise God with you about the most important decision of your life. The prayer of one ordinary woman matters to God. I want to share another scripture passage on the prayer of one ordinary man who prayed to God and how God answered. Better yet, I challenge you to read it for yourself. The Bible passage is called The Prayer of Faith. It is in James 5, verse 17 and 18. It is in the New Testament of your Bible. The story confirms God hears and answers prayer. Sometimes His answers take years. Sometimes they are immediately given. In Genesis, we read that while Abraham's servant was still praying to God, before he had even finished his prayer request, God answered. God's word says to us, "Get to know the God of your fathers. Worship and serve Him with a clean heart and a willing mind, for the Lord sees every heart and understands and knows every thought." He loves you and me right where we stand today. He is an amazing, sovereign God who pursues us and never gives up. He is the God of truth and unconditional love. Go to Him in prayer today. There is no limit on praying. The Bible even instructs that we should pray without ceasing. This means that we can pray morning, noon, and night and any time in between. How often and how long of a prayer time, again, is all up to you. In my introduction, I mentioned I love to intercede for others. An intercessor is someone who prays for another. Intercessory prayer is taking the need, not the answer, to God. It requires that we trust the Holy Spirit to instruct our heart on how to pray according to God's perfect plan. Bringing requests for others to God in prayer is a wonderful privilege we have. Sometimes when I am at a loss of what to pray for others, I go to the Lord in prayer and find that the words start coming so easily. There is nothing more unselfish and outright generous than using the precious time you have alone with the Lord to benefit others. The Lord greatly rewards this type of selfless generosity. Now, let us approach the throne of our Father. Let's pray. Merciful God, the God of miracles, Lord of lords, King of kings, Holy One, Faithful Father. Praise you, Lord, that in you resides all power and wisdom. Our loving Father, it is your desire to have a vibrant, growing, intimate relationship with each of your children. We confess that we have not placed the value on this relationship that we should. We confess that we have been selfish with our time and untrusting with our troubles. Even today, Father, I chose to worry over a family issue I could do nothing about instead of simply turning it over to you. Father, please forgive us for taking you for granted. Please forgive us for our selfishness and lack of trust. Oh, Father, thank you for your complete forgiveness. Thank you for your restoration. Thank you for the many ways you work on our behalf that we don't even know about. Lord, my prayer partner and I come before you individually now with humble hearts, wanting to thank you for all you have done for us, given to us, and promised for us. Dear Heavenly Father, we have many requests to lift up to your mighty throne this day. God, we are looking to you, the true God, with prayers and answer mightily. I lift up to you my prayer partner's heart. I pray that she may desire your will be done in her life. I pray that she may read your word with excitement and enthusiasm as one looking for lost treasure. And in doing so, I pray that you, O faithful God, would reveal yourself to her in a new and refreshing way. May she discover a new love for your word. I pray for her the courage to apply your truth to her life. I pray for a renewing of her spirit. I pray for protection from the enemy who will do anything to stop her from praying. I pray that as she prays to you, that she would experience peace in her heart. May she understand that your timing is perfect and thus grant her patience. I pray that she would take comfort knowing you have her ultimate best interest in mind. Now, Lord, my dear prayer partner will lift her prayer requests to you. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for hearing our requests, and we take comfort in knowing that your ways are the best for our life. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I hope you are beginning to remember these different elements of prayer and are beginning to get more comfortable with prayer. And I hope you are growing in confidence to take your requests before our Heavenly Father and Lord. While I say goodbye until our next time together, the Lord is still here. He loves to tarry with you. Time with you is so precious to Him. As you press stop to end our time together, I encourage you, tarry with Him for a while if you are able.